The first reading today, we hear just one verse from the book of Revelation, and it is pronouncing those who die in the Lord blessed because their labors go before them. So the good works that we do go before us, and it is counted in our favor. When the Lord judges us, he judges our entire life. The good and the bad, obviously, if we're in the state of mortal sin when we die, we cannot go to heaven. But as far as how much time we're going to spend in purgatory, where we're going to be in heaven when we get there, all of that is dependent on how much we love God, the purity of our soul. And so we want to be able to grow in holiness. And so it's not just running around doing nice things, although it's interesting. I remember seeing an interview years ago. Couldn't tell you who the person was because I'm not into movie stars, but it was some movie star, apparently. No idea who she was, but anyway, some young woman who had died, and she stood before the Lord for judgment. And her judgment was hell, and she knew that. But she said, what really astounded me was that all of the things that he counted in my favor. He said, when you picked up the phone and called your friend who was having a bad day, when you did this nice thing, this charitable act, she said, all these things that I never even thought about, never paid attention to, those were all the things that he was giving me credit for. But he said, she said, all those other things that I did, of course, I was going to be condemned. But it was all of those acts of charity. Now, the greatest act of charity is prayer. And during these next few days, through the 8th, we can actually gain a plenary indulgence every single day for the souls in purgatory simply by going to a cemetery or by simply driving past a cemetery, or if you can't do that, just by thinking about going to a cemetery. They've tried to really make this as easy as they can. And all you need to do is pray the prayer, eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord. And you can gain a plenary indulgence which can be given to the souls in purgatory. And you can do that once a day. So think about where you're driving and ask yourself, if I just go one block out of my way, can I drive by a cemetery and pray for the souls who are there? And if you can't, can you just at least put a reminder somewhere around the house? Because all you actually have to do is think about it. Just think about going to a cemetery and praying for the souls that are there. But we all have loved ones in cemeteries somewhere, if they're around, accessible. What a wonderful thing to pray for them. You think about the number of people right now who are in purgatory who have absolutely no one praying for them. Some of that are people who may have been Protestant, for instance, and they don't even believe in purgatory. The souls there now do, but the people down here don't, and so nobody's praying for them. But how many Catholics are in purgatory and absolutely no one is praying for them because no one has even heard of purgatory or because they've been told we don't really believe in that anymore? I beg to differ. It's actually an infallible teaching of the church, so that cannot change. And so the fact that it's become unpopular among the in crowd doesn't mean that it's not true. And in fact, it is an absolute mercy. You see, we've got this really rather arrogant idea that we're just all going to heaven. We bought into the lie. I'm not exactly sure what aspect of the lie it is, because I think it's more than just simply as long as you believe in Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, you're going straight to heaven. But it's this idea that somehow or another, but I'm a good person. I'm a nice person, so I'm going straight to heaven. Well, one of the things I can tell you, I've heard confessions of people who have been years and years and years away from confession. And let me tell you, some of those confessions would curl your hair. And then they look at me and say, but I'm really a good person. I haven't really done anything too bad. It's like, oh my goodness, what would be bad? Yeah, maybe they didn't commit murder, but just about everything else, but they're still a nice person, so they're going straight to heaven. And so we don't pray for the souls in purgatory anymore. We've totally forgotten about them. So in this month, which is dedicated to the souls in purgatory, especially these first 8 days of the month, where we can gain these indulgences specifically for the souls in purgatory, what a great thing. If our good deeds are going to go before us, then this is one of the best. And it's not doing it so that you can gain something from it, because that would be selfish. It needs to be an act of charity. Pray for the souls. What a beautiful thing to do. And don't just do that during this first 8 days of the month. Every time you pass a cemetery, pray for the souls. Because we've got cemeteries all over the place. I'm sure you're driving by one every now and again. Pray for the souls, certainly the ones that are there, but for all of them. It's a great reminder to us. And the wonderful thing is, when you pray for those souls, they're getting to heaven quicker. Remember, what they're doing right now is 100% of their ability to get there as quickly as they can. If you pray for them, if you offer something for them, if you offer up some suffering or whatever it might be, that jumps them ahead. They couldn't have gotten there on their own. And they will be literally, eternally grateful for what it is that you have done for them. And because they are members of the communion of saints, they will not forget the fact that you prayed for them. They in turn will pray for you. Can't beat that, huh? I mean, think about the mess that we're living in. We're not going to get to heaven by ourselves. We need all the help that we can get. And so we need the prayers of the souls. We need the prayers of the saints. We need everything that we can get just to be able to make it through here. And so, as I said a few minutes ago, purgatory is actually part of God's mercy. Ask yourself a simple question, and honestly, not this stupidity that I was talking about a minute ago. If you were to die right now, have you become spiritually perfect? There are no more sins ever in your life. There are no imperfections in your life. You have achieved the fullness of virtue. You have achieved the height of the spiritual life. You have spiritually become perfect. Does that sound like you? Yeah, me either. That means if you and I died right now, we would not go straight to heaven. We'd go straight to judgment, but not straight to heaven. Because Scripture says nothing that is impure or imperfect can get into heaven. So if it weren't for purgatory, guess where we'd all be? There's only one other option. And so purgatory is pure mercy. God doesn't want us in hell. He wants us in heaven. But we can't get there if we're not perfect. And so purgatory is a place where we are perfected, where everything that is not of God, everything that is selfish, everything that is not perfect can be purified out of us, can be purged, as the word says. And once made perfect, we'll be able to enter into heaven. That's what the souls in purgatory are doing right now. That's why we can help them. But it also is a reminder to us, number one, don't sit back on your laurels and just assume you're in. Not a good idea. The devil's hoping that that's what you're going to do, because then he can catch you. Secondly, as I always like to say, don't aim low. People have this goofball idea that if I can just catch the bottom rung of purgatory, I'll be okay. That's true. If you can catch the bottom rung of purgatory, you'll be fine. However, if you aim for the bottom rung of purgatory and you miss, you're toast for eternity. Aim high. Strive to be a saint. Work toward that perfection. Even if we don't make it in this life to absolute perfection, work toward it. Aim high. Try to get to the highest spot you can in heaven. And then if you miss and you happen to catch the bottom rung in purgatory, praise God, you'll be okay. But don't aim low, because if you miss, there's no getting out of hell, ever. So we have these beautiful saints, the souls in purgatory. They are members of the communion of saints. Once you get to purgatory, you can't go backwards. So they are all guaranteed that they will go to heaven. It's just a question of when, how much time it's going to take. They all know how long it's going to take for them. But we can actually shorten that for them. And so if you can just, even that one little prayer, even, again, just, if you don't even drive by a cemetery, but think about going there and praying that for them. That can release souls from purgatory. That can move people forward. That can help immensely. Also, I know I'm getting long. I apologize. I keep doing that. But one other thing with regard to a plenary indulgence, remember there are a few things that are required. You have to go to confession. They've changed it now, so it's 20 days either side. So sometime within 40 days, you have to get to confession. You have to receive Holy Communion. And you have to, you know, again, do whatever is required. The hard part of it is you have to be detached from every aspect of every sin you've ever committed in order to get a plenary indulgence. They never seem to remember to tell you that. You know, but anyway, so even if we can't get a total plenary indulgence, at least we can get a pretty hefty partial indulgence, and that could still be offered for the souls in purgatory. So you can get a plenary indulgence once a day. So in these 8 days, it's just doing that for the souls in purgatory, but you can literally get one plenary indulgence every single day. There are lots and lots of ways that the church has given us to be able to obtain a plenary indulgence. So you can do one every day. You can offer that for the souls every day. What a beautiful thing. What a great act of charity. And then if we do that, then this little passage that we just heard will be applied to us. Blessed are those who die in the Lord, for their good deeds go before them. Dominus vobiscum.